You have just heard the UEFA Champions League intro 2018-2019. And welcome to this podcast. My name is Peter, and today we're going to review the quarterfinals draw for the UEFA Champions League. This Champions League is one of the interesting Champions League I've ever watched, where the three-time champions Real Madrid have been knocked out in the round of 16 early on. So a new champion is going to be crowned. With eight teams, only one of them Spanish, three of them English, four of them English, one Portuguese, one Italian, and one Netherlands team all in the quarterfinals. And we personally cannot wait until these games go on. We have the official drawn for each game, and I'm going to review each game. I'm going to put my prediction for each one. So let's first start off with Spurs versus Manchester City. Now, Spurs played against Borussia Dortmund, our German side, and won 4-0 in aggregate. And if you're new to soccer, each game will play two games. Or they like to call two legs. One will be home for one team, one be away for the other team. So Spurs won 3-0 at home and won 1-0 in Germany. So they're in total 4-0 in total, or you can say 4-0 in aggregate. So Spurs, and then while Manchester City had another German team, which was Schalke, who was struggling this season in the Bundesliga, or German League. And Manchester City won. Actually, it was a surprise. Man City barely beat Schalke in Germany 3-2. However, City destroyed them in Manchester 7-0, which made it 10-2 on aggregate. And the first game is supposed to be in Wembley, where these two teams would face off. And then the second leg would be playing in Manchester at the Etihad Arena. So let's talk about each team in general. Spurs, on the other hand, are personally, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the world. Because with the likes of Hugo Lloris, World Cup winner, Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, Heung-Min Son, Wawana, Enderwell, Davis, Walker Peters, the list goes on and on. The only problem with Spurs is that they have a great team, and yet they don't win trophies. And that's why a lot of players in Spurs are very unhappy. Harry Kane actually said in a press conference that he wants to win trophies. He's 24. It's the height of his peak. He's personally right now the greatest England player, the best England player right now. So hopefully they win. But they have a very tough opponent, which is Manchester City. Manchester City won the Premier League easily with Pep Guardiola coming in with the tiki-taka football, attacking football. It just dominated the Premier League. They were winning 3-0, 4-0. They were even destroying the big teams 4-0. So City, they're very experienced. But yet, they have never won a Champions League in their club history. This could be the chance for them to win their first ever Champions League with the likes of Sergio Aguero, Raheem Sterling, Kevin De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva, Ederson. The list also continues to go on and on. So apparently, if you search up the game, there is a win probability. 54% of people said that Manchester City is going to win. 22% that Spurs are going to win. And the draw was going to be 24%. Personally, based on this, I want to say Manchester City, but I know Spurs, in my opinion, can create an upset. So I'm going to say that Spurs are going to beat them 2-1 in Wembley, right? Or in London, I want to say that. However, it's going to be the opposite, where Manchester City is going to win 3-0 at home. And just to clarify, City has won the last four games. The last four games between these two teams played, City have won. So it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one cracker of a game. Also, by the way, that game, the day of that game is going to be February 9th at 12 p.m. on TNT, so you better watch it. And also on that day, we have another game, which is the finalists last year, Liverpool against Porto. Now, these two teams did play against each other in the round of 16, and Liverpool won, I believe, 3-0 at home, and then they won 2-0 in Portugal. I'm not sure, but they faced different teams this time in the quarterfinal in the round 16. Liverpool faced Bayern Munich, who are the six-time Bundesliga champions. They tied 0-0 in the Anfield, which is in Liverpool, but they won in the Allianz, which is all the way in Munich, 3-1. Sorry, which is shocking. So this Liverpool team does have potential to go back in the finals and win it, because they're desperate to win trophies. They're out of the FA Cup. They're out of the Carabao Cup. It's very close between them and City in the Premier League. Their Champions League is really the trophy that they could win. And they're very lucky to draw Portuguese side Porto. I'm not saying Porto is a bad team, but if you compare the stats between these two sides, Liverpool is obviously better. Porto with Alexander Telles, Brahim, Casillas, they're a pretty good team. And Pepe, who also joined them. So it's not going to be easy, but if you go on and see the probability, 72% of people are going to say that Liverpool is going to win, 10% is saying that Porto is going to win, and 18% is going to say it's going to be a draw. So, and also the first leg is going to be in Anfield, and the second leg is going to be in Portugal. And I forgot, I don't know the Porto stadium, I apologize. But I feel like Liverpool is going to do the same thing. They're going to win 3-0 at home. And then in Portugal, it's going to be actually 2-1 for Liverpool. I think Porto is going to score one goal, but that's going to be it. So Liverpool is going to continue on. So with my first two predictions, it will be City and Liverpool both continuing on. Now, the next day on February 10th is going to be the other two games. First one, obviously, is going to be Ajax versus Juventus. Now, a lot of people are talking about Ajax. Talking about they have a great young talent. They have a great team. They could win it. Why do people say that? Well, it's because they played against Real Madrid, the three-time champions. By the way, no team has ever won the Champions League three times in a row. It's mainly because when Cristiano Ronaldo was there, he carried them and made them win three Champions League. Now that he's joined Juventus, the Real Madrid have just fallen apart. So they did win. Real Madrid did win 2-1, right, in Netherlands. However, when they were playing in Madrid, in the Bernabeu, they just had to defend. But they played so bad, Ajax punished them by doing 4-1. So that's 5-2 on aggregate they have won. Juventus, on the other hand, were very, very lucky. They played against Atletico Madrid, who has a very interesting season. Atletico Madrid at the Ernesto Melitano, which, by the way, where the finals are going to be held, they won 2-0 at home. In Turin, Cristiano Ronaldo single-handedly scored a hat-trick against Atletico Madrid, and the final score was 3-0. So they were advanced 3-2 on aggregate. Now, with these two teams playing against each other, I want to say Ajax. I want them to continue on because this is going to be the last time these squads meet each other because most of them are going to go join the big teams. But Juventus, I just feel like they're going to just be better. Like they're, especially in Turin, they're amazing in the Champions League. So my predictions, Juve is going to win 1-0 in Netherlands, and then in Turin, it's going to be 3-0 for Juventus. So I'm going to say that Juventus is going to move on. Finally, the last team, last game, in my opinion, is the biggest one, as it is Manchester United against Barcelona. Now, these two teams do have history. The last time they played against each other was, I believe, the 2008-2009 Champions League. In the final, where Messi single-handedly won Barcelona the Champions League. I might get the date wrong, but they did play each other in the final. Manchester United are a very they had a very interesting season because with the sack of Jose Mourinho, they changed a lot because they brought in Ole Schachner, who was, by the way, a Manchester United legend, and really just changed the team. By the way, back in then with the final, they played in 2011, so it was in Wembley too. All right, so I got it wrong. I apologize. But back to Man United. Terrible start. Sacked their manager, Jose Mourinho. Bought in Ole Schachner. From being 10th position, they are now on the top five. And by the way, if you want to get in the Champions League, in the Premier League, you have to be in the top four. And there's six of the best teams in the world in this league. So it's not easy. Manchester United played against PSG, who were the favorites to actually win the trophy. Everybody had doubts that Manchester United was going to beat them if Jose Mourinho was coaching. But when Ole Schachner came in, it was different. They did lose 2-0 in the Old Trafford in Manchester. However, they came back once again, just like Juventus. They came back, won 3-0 in Paris, which is shocking. Considering that PSG being one of the favorites every single year, and yet they fail in the Champions League. So they're feeling a little bit confident, but I think now their confidence is going to drop because they're going to play against Barcelona, which, by the way, everyone's saying right now is the best team in the world. Barcelona, obviously, with Ernesto Valverde, they care about winning. They're currently 10 points ahead of the second place in La Liga. They're in the final in the Copa del Rey. I'm pretty sure they're going to win it. They're going to go for the treble. They're going to try to do like in 2015 with Luis Enrique with the greatest striking force, MSN, which was Messi, Suarez, and Neymar. Well, with now Neymar joining PSG, now with his injury. But anyway, let's go back in Barcelona. Messi also promised the Barca fans that the Champions League is going to come home. They're going to bring it. They're going to bring it home, and it's a lot of pressure because those are big words, what he said. So with the first two legs, the first one is going to be in the Old Trafford in Manchester, and the second one's leg is going to be in Barcelona in the Camp Nou, which Barca loves to have the second leg at home because they always do their comebacks. So 47% of people said that Barca was going to win, 26% is going to say Manchester United is going to go on, and finally, 27% is going to say it's going to be a draw. Personally, I'm just going to say I'm a Barcelona fan, so I'm saying Barcelona's going to go through. It's going to be a hard game between these two. No, it's going to be a hard challenge, and personally, it's going to be a very memorable Champions League game. So those are my four teams going on, which is Manchester City, Liverpool, Juventus, and Barcelona. Two English teams, one Italian team, and one Spanish team. Those are my predictions. And the semifinals is going to be on February 30th. And the second leg for the quarterfinals is going to be on February 16th and 17th. So those are my predictions. Hopefully you do enjoy. If you agree with me, you agree with me. If you disagree with me, you disagree with me. But you can agree with me in this scenario is that these are going to be big games. There's going to be some upsets. There's going to be drama. And I cannot wait to watch all of it. Thank you for listening. Peace.